Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Yud Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Ahedya Taifer Kedarkai, that Ahedya, a person who's not a professional sower, so he's allowed to sow on Chol HaMoed, even in his normal way. His normal sowing is not a Ma'isa Uman. We mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that we see a klal from the Mishnah, that even though it's mutter to do malacha l'tzarech hamayid, tzarech hamayid is one of the heterim, is one of the five heterim to perform malacha on chol hamayid, a person is not allowed to perform tzarech hamayid with a maisa uman. You have to do, it can't be too in a professional way. So a hedyoid, he's allowed to be taifer kedarka. He could sew normally because his normal sewing is not professional. A professional has to do a shinoi, which we'll discuss in the hemshech of the Gemara. But anyways, a hedyoid taifer kedarka, the hedyoid could sew normally. Hey chidami hedyoid, how do we define a hedyoid? What's considered a rookie sewer? Says the Gemara, Amri de Beir Rabbanai, Kol she'inu yachol ha'itzi, mo'i machat bevasachas, someone who is such a rookie, he can't do multiple stitches with one pull. If he can't do multiple stitches with one pull, so he's obviously not an uman. Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina Amar, Kol she'inu yachol ha'chavin imra b'cheifes chalukai. It's a person who can't make an even hem on the bottom of the chaluk, of the beged. So that's considered a person, if you can't make an even hem, that's considered that he's not a professional sewer, and then such a person would be allowed to sew normally on Chol HaMoed. V'ha'uman, so we said he has to use a shinoi, he has to be machliv. So says the Gemara, my machliv, what exactly does it mean to be machliv? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mafsia Rabba, that mafsia, it means that he makes very wide stitches. The stitches are not, you know, the normal length from one hole to the next hole. They're wider apart. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar, it's shinei kalbisa. The machlev means like a kelev, miloshen kelev, it means like the teeth of a dog. The teeth of a dog are often very uneven. So too, the uman, when he makes the stitches on Chol HaMoed, so he has to make the stitches that they're uneven, that they don't line up with each other, they're not in one straight row, they're a little bit zigzaggy, that's considered the shinoi that the uman has to make. So, which, again, like we mentioned, you see from this Mishnah the rule that even Tzarchei Mayid, which are mutter on Chol HaMoed, you can't do a Ma'is Uman, it has to be with a little bit of a Shinoi. Now, what about using his left hand? Could the Uman use his left hand? So that the Ramah, and Simen Tafkuf Mem Aleph and Sefei, the Ramah brings in the Trumas Adeshan, that no, that holding the needle in your left hand, even though maybe in Hilchos Shabbos, that might be considered a Shinoi at times, but with regards to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, we need it to be that it's noticeable in the finished product. A shinoi in this context means a shinoi that's noticeable in the final product. If the uman could sew with his left hand, so that's not a shinoi that's going to be nicker in the final product, and therefore that's not going to be considered a shinoi. Now, exactly what is considered a shinoi when it comes to other areas, when it comes to doing other activities, you know, sewing, we have the Gemara tells us exactly what you have to do. When it comes to other things, how you define exactly the difference between a maisa hedyot and a maisa uman is not anywhere in the Gemara. It's something that you just have to get an eye for after learning enough of the cases, but it's not mafurish anywhere. Says the Gemara Vayter now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Misargin es hamitais, that you're allowed to rope the beds on Chol HaMoed, right? So the beds in the times of Chazal was just the frame, and what held up the mattress was ropes. If you imagine the page of the Gemara was the bed frame, so you take ropes from the top of the page to the bottom, and then you take ropes also from the left side of the page to the right side of the page, and you make a series of ropes up and down and right and left, Shasi Variv, and like that, that's what makes the base to hold up the actual mattress for the bed. So the Mishnah had said that Misargin es hamitais, that you're allowed to rope the bed on Chol HaMoed, and the Mishnah mentioned that the Shita of Rabbi Yosi is that mematchin. So what exactly does it mean to be Misargin, and what does it mean to be mematchin? What's this machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi? Says the Gemara, my Misargin and my mematchin. What do these words mean? Says the Gemara, Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Amar, he reported and he said that Pligi bar Rav Chiya bar Abba v'Rav Asi. That it's a machlekes, how to understand these words, it's a machlekes between Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi, v'tarvayu mishmei d'chizkiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. Now they both said their shita, they both said what they hold in the name of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, but they argued, and we all know who said what, but Chana Amar, one of them said, that the misargin is shasi ve'erif, that misargin means to do it mamish the way, the normal way. You do shasi ve'erif, you rope it in both directions, up and down, and also across from right to left. Umimatchin means shasi v'loyerev. It means you only do it in one direction. So that's what it means to be mematchin. You do a shinua, you only do the ropes in one direction, and like that, that's the shinua that you have to use. V'chad amar, and so that, and that's the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama. V'chad amar, the other one said that no, misargin is shasi v'loyerev. Even misargin meant shasi v'loyerev, and mematchin is shemaya rafoi mematchoi. That if it's loose, so you could tighten it. You're not allowed to put any straps. You're not even allowed to put it in one direction. It just means that if it's loose, you're allowed to tighten it. That's all you're allowed to do. Now ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Could it be that the machlekes of misargin and mematchin is whether or not you're even allowed to rope the bed in one direction, but everybody agrees that you can't rope the bed in both directions? V'atani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul taught, v'shavin, that everyone agrees, bein lefi the Tanakama, bein lefi Rabbi Yaisi, everyone agrees, she'ein mafshilin chavalim lechadchila. Meaning even the Tanakama who allows you to be misargin, even the Tanakama agrees that ein mafshilin that you can't manufacture new ropes on Chol HaMoed, that would already be excessive tircha, and you're not allowed to manufacture and make the actual ropes. So now, like this. I understand if you learn, like the first Manda Amar, that Misargin means you could go in both directions, and Mematchin means you could only go in one direction. Now I understand what Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul said, that even though the Tanakama allows you to go Shasi Ve'erev, he allows you to go in both directions, he's very Mako, Afalpikin, he doesn't mamish let you make the ropes. And the Chiddush makes a lot of sense. That would be technically the next step. That would be the next biggest kula you could have said. And so that's what the Chiddush of Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul is that even the Tanakamu who allows you to go Shesiv Erev, he agrees you can't make the ropes. Elo lamanda amar misargin eshesiv blay Erev, mematchin shemaya rafoi haya mematchoi. But if you learn that the Tanakamu holds that misargin eshesiv blay Erev, and mematchin means that you could just tighten it, the point being that the Tanakamu was only matter you to go in one direction, he wasn't matter you to go in both directions. Hash the shasi ve'erev amrit loi. If the Tanakama, we already know that he's not so makel. Even the Tanakama holds that you can't go in both directions. Chavalum lechatchila mibayo. Would I need Rav Chanina, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul to tell us that you can't make new ropes? That's pasha. You can't even rope the bed in both directions. So obviously you can't make new ropes. So this is a riot to the first way of learning that the Tanakama who said you could be misar. He meant you could go in both directions. And then I understand the Chiddush of Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, who said that even though you could go in both directions, you can't mamish make new ropes. So says the Gemara Kasha, that's not a good Kasha, and the Gemara does not tell us the Teretz. Says the Gemara now, Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Mi'ikul amanda amar mistargin eshasi b'lay eruv? Another kasha now on the second manda amar. Could it be that there's a manda amar who holds that misargin means in one direction? It means shasi b'lay eruv? It doesn't mean both directions? Could it be? Va'tanam, but we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, it's discussing when a bed is mekabel tumah, and at what point when it's made, do we say that now it's considered a kli, and then now it's mekabel tumah? So the Mishnah over there in Kalim says, or meir oimer, hamita, the meat is considered that it's like a kli. It's considered a finished product, and it's mekabel tuma miyishe yisreg b'shloisha batim. Once you make three batim, what are three batim of a bed? So when you go up and down, let's say with the ropes on the bed, and then you go also across. So as you go across, you make these squares. Those squares are called batim. So when you make perhaps three rows of squares, that's called you made three batim, and that's when the bed is already now roid to be used. At least ayde adchak. That's when it's considered a kli. kli, and memela it's mekabel tuma. So it's when you make three batim. Now, how do you make batim? Only if you go in both directions. Only if you go shasi ve'erev. If you just go in one direction, you're never going to get batim. And the Mishnah uses the lashon of misha yisraig bashleisha batim. So you see that misha yisraig means to go in both directions. Otherwise, you're never going to get batim. So this is a raya that yisraig means both directions. So how could there be a man d'amar who says that misargin means in only one direction? We see from the Mishnah in Kalim that it uses this lashon of misargin to mean in both directions. It forms batim. So says the Gemara, Ela Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, this is what he said. Amar, he said like this, that Misargin Kuli Amu Loi Pligi Deshasi Ve'erev. Enochanami, this is a raya. Avada Misargin means to go in both directions. And that everybody agrees to. That wasn't even the Machlaikas. Ela Ki Pligi B'Mematchen. The only Machlaikas was how to understand the word Mematchen. That Rabbi Yossi says you can only be Mematchen. What does it mean to be Mematchen? Mar Savar Mematchen Deshasi Below Erev. One of them said, one man damar holds that mematchen means to go in one direction. Umar savar shemaya rafay mematchay. And the other man damar holds that no, you can't go in any directions. You can't rope the bed at all. All you're allowed to do is if the ropes became loosened a little bit, so you could pull it, you could tighten it. That's all you're allowed to do. That was the machlekes that Ravin reported from Eretz Yisrael. Now ask the Gemara Meisvei, ask the Gemara Kasha, we learned in the Braisa, that Misargin Asamita, Ve'in Sarach Leimer Shememadchen Divir Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to be Misargin Asamita, which now we know means to go in both directions, and needless to say that you're allowed to be Mematchen. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Mematchen Avolei Misargin. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, you're only allowed to be Mematchen, you're not allowed to be Misargin. Like we had, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi in our Mishnah. And now, says the Braisa, that Ve'yesh Aimrim, Aim Mematchen Kolikr. There's a Yesh Aimrim that holds that you're not even allowed to be Mematchen. So now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Laman Damer Mematchen Ishasi Blay Erev. I understand if you say that Mematchen means to rope the bed in one direction. Hainu Da'asu Yesh Aimrim Lafluge. So then I can understand that there could be a Yesh Aimrim who holds its Aser. Because the Maisa you're doing, you're being Tireyach. I can understand that there could be someone who Aser such a thing. That would make sense. Al Laman Damer Shemaya Rafu Mematchay. But if you learn that Mematchen just means tightening the ropes, so that's a very easy thing to do. L'yesh aimrim mematchay nami loy? Could it be that there's a yesh aimrim who holds that you're not even allowed to tighten the ropes? Could there really be such a shita? Says the Gemara in, yes, there could be. Because kevan de'efshar l'mimaliye b'manei loy tarchinan. Because the ma'isa, instead of tightening the ropes, there's something else you could do. You could just fill up, you could put tons of clothing underneath the ropes, and that will hold up the ropes, but that will then hold up the mattress, and you don't really need to be tireach b'chlal and even tighten the ropes. So it's true that tightening the ropes does not involve a lot of tircha, but is there really even a tzarech? Is there any need for it? You could just put clothing there underneath. And therefore, there's a man de amar who holds that you're not even allowed to be mematchin because there's something else that you're allowed to do. It could make sense. It could be such a thing. There could be such a shita. And the memela, this is not a kasha on the man de amar who says that mematchin means just to tighten the ropes. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Says the Mishnah, "Mamidin tanur v'kirayim v'richayim b'mayid." A person's allowed to set up. He's allowed to make an oven, a tanur, kirayim, two different types of ovens. V'richayim, he can make a millstone. He's allowed to make these things on chol hamayid. So this is the heter of machshirei eichol nefesh. That just like eichol nefesh is mutter on chol hamayid, also machshirei eichol nefesh, things that help you get to the food. The oven's not mamish eichol nefesh. You don't eat the oven, but the oven helps you get to the food. It helps you cook the food. So that's called machshirei eichol nefesh. And you see from here that machshirei eichol nefesh is mutter on chol hamayid. In fact, the Ramban in his Hagdama to Ma'id Katan, he brings the dinam of chol hamayid, and over there the Ramban says that machshirei eichol nefesh is mamish treated almost exactly like eichol nefesh. And so just like eichol nefesh, you're allowed to do a ma'isa uman, right? You're allowed to do a ma'isa uman for eichol nefesh. So too, you could do a ma'isa uman for machshirei eichol nefesh. And just like you could do tircha yaseira for eichol nefesh, you could also do tircha yaseira for machshirei eichol nefesh. It's a very kal, it's a very big heter in the halachas of chol hamayid is eichol nefesh and also machshirei eichol nefesh. So the Mishnah says you can make all these things. You can make the different ovens. You can make the millstone. So a millstone in the times of Chazal, it's going to be nageh when we get to the Gemara, just the way the metzias of the millstone, it was two stones, and the top stone had a hole in it, in the middle of the stone, and a hole in the middle, and they would pour wheat into that hole. And then the wheat kernels would go through that hole, they would go in between the two stones, you would turn the stones, and like that, in between the two stones, the wheat kernels would get crushed, and that would then make it into flour. So now the two stones had to be a little bit rough on the bottom of the top stone, and the top of the bottom stone were a little bit rough, so that when you rubbed them together, it wasn't a smooth surface, and like that, it was able to really crush the wheat and make the flour. So the point is, though, all these things you're allowed to make on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, that ein mechavshin es ha-rechayim batchila. Now, the new rechayim, you're not allowed to be mechavshin. We'll see what that means when we get to the Gemara. That you're not allowed to be mechavshin a new rechayim. So says the Gemara, my mechabshin. What exactly does it mean to be mechabshin? So the Machlekes Amarayim had to learn what Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, said when he said in mechabshin. Rav Yehuda, who's an Amayra, Rav Yehuda is explaining Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda Amar, menaker rechaya. That mechabshin means to be menaker rechaya. It means to make the edges rough so that it should smooth it. It should crush the wheat. If it's too smooth, so you want to make some holes in it, into the stones, so that it's more rough, and like that, it'll be uneven, and it will really crush the wheat kernels and make good flour. So that's what it means to be mechabshin. It means to be menaker. And Rav Yechiel Amar Bas Eina. Rav Yechiel says it means to make the hole in the top stone that you pour the wheat through. So now says the Gemara Meisvei. That's the Gemara. We have a kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says that Mamid and Tanur Vikirayim B'mayit, just like we had in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to be Maimid a Tanur Vikirayim, you can make an oven or different types of ovens and Chol HaMoed, Ubilvach Shel Yigmar Malachton. As long as you don't mamish complete the whole thing, that would already be like very choldik, that would be a zilzil, perhaps. You have to do a little bit of a shinoi, and Mamela, you can't finish the entire oven, but otherwise you can make the oven. Divi Rebbe Eliezer. V'chachamim Aimrim Af Yigmar. The Chachamim say that no, you could even make the oven entirely. And Rabbi Yehuda Imer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that Mamidin as a Chadasha, Umechabshin as a Yeshana. That you're allowed to make a new one, and you could be Mechabshin an old one. You could be Mechabshin an old one. So we'll come back to that. The Yesh Aimrim ain't Mechabshin Kolikr, and the Yesh Aimrim who says that no, you can't be Mechabshin at all. So now says the Gemara like this. We had mentioned in the Braisa that you could be Mechabshin as Hayeshana. You could be Mechabshin old millstone. So Bishlam Laman de Amar Mechabshin is Menaker Rechayo. I understand like Rav Yehuda who said that Mechabshin means to make some holes in the stones to make it rough so that it's uneven and it crushes the wheat. Hainu de Mishkachasla Biyeshana. So that's why you could have that by an old millstone. Because an old millstone eventually gets smooth and therefore, you'll want to be menaker the rechayu to make it rough again, so it should crush the wheat better. But according to the man de amar who says that mechabshin means to make a hole in the middle of the top stone, yeshana bas eina lamola. Why would you need to make a hole in an old rechaya in a yeshana? It already has one. If you've already used it, so then it obviously already has a hole. How else were you using it until now? So how are you supposed to learn the braisa? The braisa says that mechabshin as a yeshana. That only makes sense if you learn like Rav Yehuda that mechabshin means menaker rechaya. If you learn like Rav Yechiel that mechabshin means to make the hole in the middle of the top stone, so then it doesn't make sense to do that to an old millstone. It already has a hole. Says the Gemara, no, it does make sense. Kigoyin debay larvuche tfei porta. You're right, it has a hole already, but you want to make it a little bit wider. That would be mechabshin, even though you're not mamish making it from scratch, but even making it wider, that would be included in mechabshin. And on that, the Bryce is saying that an old one, even though it already has a hole, you need it to be a little bit larger, so you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. The point is, though, there's no kasha from this Bryce on Rav Yechiel. Says the Gemara story now, and we mentioned in the Braisa that there was a Yesh Aimrim who says that you're not even allowed to be Mechabshin at all. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said that you could be Mechabshin as Hayeshana. The Yesh Aimrim, we said that it doesn't matter if it's new, doesn't matter if it's old, you can never be Mechabshin Kol Iker. So on that note, says the Gemara story that Rav Huna Shame Lahu Gavra, Rav Huna, he overheard a certain person, Deka Menaker Rechaya Bechula Demayada. He was being Menaker his Rechaya, he was making holes, he was being mechabshin his old rechayim on Chol HaMoed. So Amar, so Rav Huna, he heard that this person was doing this, and he felt that that was Chilul Chol HaMayit. So Amar, he said, who is this person? What's he doing? Itach Gufei, his body should get holes in it, the Kamach Chol HaMayada, because he's making holes, he's being Mechalil Chol HaMayit. So since he's being Mechalil Chol HaMayit, so Mida Kenega Mida, he should be Itach Gufei. Now, who says that this person was doing this to a new millstone? Maybe it was an old millstone, and you're allowed to be mechabshin an old one. So says the Gemara, Savra Lakiesh Aimrem. Rav Huna, who held that this was Aser, even though it could be he was doing this to an old millstone, it must be because Rav Huna held like the Yesh Aimrem, that there's never a heter to be mechabshin an Chol HaMayit, and that's how he knew when he heard that this person was doing this, he knew that that's called Chilul Chol HaMayit. Maybe it was an old one, it doesn't matter. There's never a heter. You see from here that Rav Huna paskins like the Yesh Aimrem, that there's never a heter to be mechabshin a Rechaya, even an old one on Chol HaMayit.